It's Art Spotlight, and the farmers markets are opening in the area. Today actually marks the opening in West Lafayette of the farmers market in Cumberland Park. Tomorrow, on the northwestern corner of Memorial Mall at Purdue, is the opening of the farmers market. And in downtown Lafayette, 5th Street between Main and Columbia, it opens Saturday. Joining me from the Greater Lafayette Commerce is Emily Colombo. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here today.
Now, this is a great tradition. This has been going on since the 1800s. Is that right?
Yep. The historic downtown Lafayette market is one of the longest running markets in the state of Indiana. So we're very proud of it. 1839 is when it started, and we're still going strong today.
So tell us a little bit about what we'll find Saturday for the farmers market.
We have a wide variety of local growers. So you'll find local fresh produce. We have vendors who sell fresh cut flowers. We have popcorn vendors. We have several great local bakeries. We do have some arts and crafts as well. Some homemade, handmade goods out of, we have one vendor who makes her product out of vintage typewriter keys. So some unique things like that. But we do try to focus on local fresh produce. So you can come down and get your veggies, your eggs, your meat, things like that for the week.
It's amazing that you guys have actually expanded and are on the Purdue campus here. How did that happen, do you know?
We joined partnership back in 2009 to help them run it. They had done it for years and were just kind of looking for a great partnership. We help them with on the admin side. So we do the contracts, the financials and things like that. And they do the day-to-day running daily operations. So just a great local partnership, help them get it going, spread more word about it. Not a lot of people know off campus that it does happen, but it's a great option to add a lunchtime market during the middle of the week. So for our professors and students and even us local business folks that travel, it's not too far from downtown or anywhere. So just another option to get some fresh produce and some great local made snacks and food for lunch if you'd like.
Emily Colombo is my guest, and we're talking about the farmers market in the Greater Lafayette area. Today marks the West Lafayette market opening in Cumberland Park. Now, tomorrow is the Purdue opening, and as you say, it's a great lunchtime. It actually expands in the fall, and I guess maybe because finals are right around the way, and then sort of the summer, that it'll just be a few hours, just like 11 to 2 through July, but then in August, it expands an hour.
Yeah, 11 to 3. Just that way, it gives people a little extra time. They can maybe grab some fresh produce on their way home for the day, just to give a little extra time. The weather's nicer towards then, and just some more time to shop and meet our local vendors and get some goods that if you're busy for lunchtime, you have a meeting or a test, then you can just have some extra time to come grab those things on your way home.
Now, I know there in Lafayette for the farmers market on 5th Street that not only is there all these wonderful foods, meats, and, you know, local vegetables and honey, that sort of stuff. And as you mentioned, arts and crafts, you actually guys do a little bit of music. Tell us about that series.
Yeah, we have a great local partnership with a gentleman named Neil McTavish. He's a musician himself, and he organizes music for all of our downtown markets. Every week, we'll have different local musicians, solo artists, as well as groups, string quartets, you name it, all sorts of different music, but it just adds a neat ambiance and a little extra thing, extra bit down to the market when you're out shopping around. Also get some local music, and you can meet him or her, just have a nice conversation. It's a lot of fun. You'll see kids out dancing while their parents are grabbing their veggies and whatnot. So it just adds an extra element to it that I really enjoy.
I'm curious, Emily, do you have any favorites? Are there? Are there anything that are unusual that you might share with us for the farmers market?
Well, we have a vendor called Longhouse Farms. They make famous kettle corn. They are known city, countywide for their different varieties of popcorn. You have to get a hot, fresh bag. It is the best. I absolutely love it. We also, one thing that's really exciting, we have a brand new vendor this year. We are introducing alcohol at the downtown market. So we have a vendor called the Indiana Whiskey Company. They're coming down here all the way from South Bend, Indiana. Two of the owners are Purdue grads, so they're very excited to come back to the area and share their product with us. So that is something that is pretty new and exciting. So look forward to that. They do free tastings as well. So come and meet them and try it out.
Have you noticed over the years, not only probably that the vendors have grown, that there are more folks that are doing sort of organic and locally raised vegetables, but do you see the sort of the crowds and the need for this growing?
Yeah, I think now more than ever, people really understand and appreciate the ability to buy local from local vendors and to really know and understand where your food is coming from is really important to a lot of people. I think that idea is spreading and it gives them the chance to talk to the local vendors themselves. They know where their produce is coming from. They create those relationships and, you know, they'll come week after week just so they can get their eggs from, you know, from a specific vendor. And so it adds a neat element. You feel better about what you're doing. You're also giving back to the local economy and local growers. So come down to the market, get your fresh produce. It's healthier. Enjoy it. Tastes better.
Saturday is the opening for the Lafayette Market in downtown there on 5th Street between Main and Columbia. And tomorrow opens the Purdue Market at that northwestern corner of the Memorial Mall. Do you have any recommendations for downtown? I mean, obviously State Street is all, you know, tore up right now with, with Purdue. So let's not talk about parking there. But do you have some advice for downtown about getting around?
Yeah, this season is great. If you hung around with us last season, we did have some construction downtown with the streetscape project. It is all finished around the market. It's so beautiful. So I would encourage you, if you had some trouble last year, to give us a shot again this year. The market will not have to move. It's open on all sides. Right off the corner is a 5th Street parking garage, which is free on the weekends. So you do have to take a ticket when you come in, but the gates are open when you leave. So don't be frightened by the gates. So you can park. It's just one block away. Just walk across the street. Plenty of parking side streets as well. So if you come down, you want to park on Main Street, come visit us and then visit, you know, the lovely bookstores and vendors and coffee shops and things that we have downtown as well. So plenty of parking. Don't be scared. Come down and see us.
It's a family affair with the farmers market that starts up Saturday at 8, tomorrow at 11. And then it's opening today, this afternoon, 3:30 to 7 in West Lafayette. All sorts of things happening. Tell us where folks can find out more information.
We have a Facebook page if you want to check out Lafayette Farmers Market. We also have a website, LafayetteFarmersMarket.com. Either of those. And feel free to email me as well, ecolombo@GreaterLafayetteCommerce.com.
Well, thanks so much. We're looking forward to this season and hope you'll come back and give us some updates.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.